you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly on the Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Well, big news for Nebraska ranchers and our state economy. American beef will once again be exported to China.
China.
Yeah, that big giant market now, because they didn't accept our beef before.
Why was that?
Didn't like our beef raising standards. I think it was mad cow.
Oh.
But it was probably just more political.
Okay.
Yes. And that was the excuse they said. So now that huge market over there is going to be eating our beef. I just wonder, it's going to be good for our beef farmers and stuff, people raising livestock, but is it going to get expensive for us?
Gosh,
more expensive.
Probably. Probably. Either
it's a big market. That's a lot of beef.
I wonder, do they say how much is going there? I guess it doesn't really matter, does it? Because it's just going to keep flowing.
Probably as much as we can produce.
I imagine they'll order. I mean, there could be like a cap sometimes with these kind of agreements with other countries. It's X amount. Like, we will import so much, X, you know, like, just say 1 million pounds, and then that's it. So it'll be there. There's like a cap. Now, I don't know what this particular deal is with China. I don't know if it's just open-ended, like for as many orders as you can get from, you know, importers in China for your beef. That's as much as you can send. But today, the Greater Omaha Packing Company, it's going to send the first beef shipment to China, but this is the first time that the market has opened since 2003.
Yeah, I wonder how that's going to affect. You're right, it's going to affect beef. Because, you know, it's not just going to be the regular beef that we eat. It's going to be the other good beef. Maybe we just said send them the not-so-good beef.
Well, it's been exploding. Like, it's been exploding. So here's a headline from January of 2015. It said Nebraska, from the World Herald, it said Nebraska beef exports passed 1 billion mark, a new record. And they're comparing it to prior years. They're saying in 2014 it's 93 million and 32 million in 2009. So it must be this growing market.
Must be.
And that was just when Japan, Hong Kong, and South Korea had all increased Nebraska beef purchases. Mm-hmm. So there's been this change of pace in the last decade or so of these Asian markets that have a taste for beef.
Really? So push the cat and dog away and get some beef.
I love me some beef. And maybe we're missing out on eating the cat.
I know. No. But wasn't horse an issue also?
Well, that's what, during the Olympics, don't you remember that was a whole thing? Well, there's this bill where we have that wild, horse
bill. Wild horse deal, yeah.
And because we don't eat it here, but we are one of the major exporters of horse meat to other countries. And then I know that during the Olympics, when they were in Shanghai, like, they took dog off the menu at a bunch of restaurants. I mean, for not, you know, it's like, I mean, for real, that's like a commonly
ordered legal.
Or eaten. Yeah, yeah, it's
legal
there.
To eat cat and dog in China.
In China.
Who knows the things out there that we could be eating.
And don't know.
That we just don't know. Maybe we're like finicky kids who are like, meow.
No, I'm not eating dog.
Dog or cat.
Yeah.
Now, why do you got to bring
the pain? Well, that's just the issue. I wouldn't be against trying horse, dog, or cat, actually. You know, at least once.
There's just something about it. I've had bison burgers before. Yeah. I think I've had kangaroo. Wasn't there that big Australian restaurant chain? I don't think we have them here, but like in Europe, you can go and get like kangaroo burgers.
Yeah,
and
I
stuff
tried
like
to
that.
Get some, try to see if you can get kangaroo meat, but
you can't get it.
You can't cross the border with it.
No. So it was like a place in, I think, Germany, where it was like this Australian. It's almost like the TGI Fridays of Australia, and they served that.
I mean, you watch that show with Bear Grylls; they eat everything.
Yeah,
sure. You're hungry enough to eat
any dead animal on the ground, and he somehow knows what to eat. He's like, "We're going to eat its brain." Like, he always eats the brain in their eyes.
Blah.
Protein, you know.
Gross.
Like a bear.
Blech.
You know, so.
All right, City of Omaha is going to build a fifth police precinct. The plans to build that fifth Omaha police precinct have taken a big step forward. The city council approved buying a $1 million plot of land in Elkhorn. for the new building. It's a site near 204th and Dodge. Omaha Mayor Gene Stothert hopes to have it open in about 2 years. And 20 people are under arrest following drug and gun busts in northwest and northeast Omaha. Omaha and Council Bluffs police joined forces with the U.S. Marshals and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives to carry out arrest warrants yesterday. 11 pounds of marijuana, $10,000 in cash, several firearms seized during the operation. The arrests came after a seven-month investigation of suspects involved in firearms and narcotics trafficking here in the Omaha area. So the vast majority of the people targeted had gang affiliations and extensive criminal backgrounds. Officials in London say there have been at least a half a dozen fatalities in a massive apartment fire. The fire chief says that the Grenfell Tower fire has claimed a number of lives, but that the cause of the deaths is not yet known. 30 people have been hospitalized because of the fire. Officials fear that some victims are unaccounted for.
Yeah, it's got to be. They're only saying, they're only confirming six fatalities now, but when you look at the footage of a 24-story apartment building, it's like the old movie, The Towering Inferno.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, it's crazy. So you're like, geez, it's,
look,
I hope the death toll is that small, but my God, yeah. We were wondering what that building was made out of for it to go up in flames so quickly.
Terrifying. Being trapped.
Oh. 40 fire engines. How'd you like to be a fire crew?
Yeah.
40 fire engines and 200 firefighters.
Jeez.
It's going to be a busy day. Yeah, it's the visuals, the video coming out of London.
And I know how, like, their cops over there don't have guns. You know, they're bobbies.
The bobbies. Yeah.
Do their firefighters, like, don't have hoses?
Now,
I don't know.
They have hoses.
They show up and shout at the fire.
You stop it, you. Now, come on now. It's not very British of you to be burning people's houses down like that. Very impolite. Do we let them know that you were showing up to burn their house down?
And then they have to call like a special crew that comes in with the hoses.
And it's a bunch of guys and they're all standing there with pipes and discussing mm-hmm. it.
This is
well, let's discuss the best way to do it first.
This is probably tacky. I know. We apologize. Well,
what a new low for the show.
No.
Today is President Trump's birthday. He's 71.
What? Wow, happy birthday.
Trump is at the White House, but I guess the group Rise and Resist will have birthday present for him, plane tickets to Russia. There's all sorts of, you know, pushback on all this. But there's going to be, I'm sure, a celebration, probably some cake. But happy birthday, Mr. President.
Wow, you really probably 71. Won't hear a lot of media outlets wishing him happy birthday.
No, not at all.
You should. He's the president. You should. I mean, you know what? He's the president.
Oh, we know.
Just a day after Uber Vice President Emil Michael resigned, the company's embattled CEO Travis Kalanick announced that he's going to be taking an open-ended leave of absence. I guess he's going to grieve the death of his mother. She recently passed away in a tragic boating accident. So the CEO, this Travis, stated reason for taking time off. The high-profile personnel maneuvers come in the wake of 20 employees being fired last week after a law firm looked into 215 incidents of sexual harassment, bullying, and other workplace transgressions reported by Uber employees in the past 4 months.
This guy's 40 years old. He's got that little boy face.
And rich.
Yes.
Very, very rich.
He's going to take some time. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is taking claims that he might have colluded with the Russians during last year's election campaign very personally. In a Senate hearing yesterday, Sessions said any such claim is an appalling and detestable lie. He insisted that he never had any discussions with the Russian officials about meddling in the presidential election.
He basically just dodged everything. He played dodgeball. They threw a lot of balls at him. He just kept ducking mm-hmm. and not answering. And
with that sweet accent of his.
Not remembering.
Mm-hmm. I think
his people were like, don't answer any of the questions.
No.
I'm sure. Jury deliberations in Bill Cosby's sexual assault trial will continue for a third day today.
What are they trying to figure out here?
I don't know. Maybe they're just trying to get some good lunch out of it. I have no idea. Yesterday's full day of deliberations did not result in a verdict. Jurors are weighing whether the 79-year-old comedian is guilty of drugging and sexually assaulting former Temple University employee back in 2004.
Yeah, whenever I hear about these juries sitting around, and because they're not sequestered.
No, they get to go home.
I just keep thinking about how when OJ's deal went down and that jury was sequestered, and they're all excited to to almost take a break from life and just sit in a hotel until a little time went by. And they're like, I want to go home.
Exactly. That trial dragged out for forever. They're like,
well, you wonder. I mean, people are still trying to figure out why the defense was so
short,
quick.
Yeah.
Is that just bad legal? You know what I mean?
Defending. How do you not?
Well, you make a call. I mean, I guess that you're like, okay, we can either put you on the stand or we don't. But if without him on the stand, who do you call? I mean, like, who do you do? Who do you call as a witness?
If you don't have any witnesses, you don't.
Right.
Just
call an expert. So if somebody, I mean, there's not a whole lot. I mean, it's a he said, she said conversation. And if she got up on the stand, which she did, and then if he's not going to say anything, I guess they're just like, all right, you just got to go on the merits of the fact that he says he didn't. I don't know. I think it's a big gambit.
I mean people thought, they didn't think it was going to be quick. All the experts thought there were a number of witnesses that could have been questioned. They thought it was going to be witness after witness after
witness. Just dragging it out a little bit. Okay. Yeah, they just moved right along. Done. So this is day two or three. What is this?
This is going to be day three.
Wow.
Day three of deliberations. I know, I keep waiting for that verdict to come because, I mean, imagine, like, they're going to find him innocent, they're going to find him guilty, but if he's found guilty, he's going to serve jail time. I mean, Dr. Cosby's going to go to jail. Like, it's just still so baffling to me that this whole thing, like, it's like this dark underbelly to his life. It's just, it's not good. Bob Dylan is being accused of plagiarism. The music legend gave his Nobel Prize lecture earlier this month, and referenced literature that had influenced him, including the classic Moby Dick. Now, analysts are saying part of the talk may have been borrowed. Dylan's speech reportedly included a number of phrases that are similar to a Sparks Notes version of Moby Dick.
So it'd be plagiarizing his speech, not some of his songs or anything.
No. But I mean, I just think it's so interesting that they're like, that speech wasn't all you. You did, like, Cliff Notes of something. It's very interesting.
What did he get the Nobel Prize for?
Literature.
Literature. So you get a Nobel Prize for literature, but then you plagiarize your acceptance speech.
Right.
I would be like, well, then was the literature plagiarized?
Right. Let's start going back to source material and see what we got going on here. Loneliness could be a bit of a vicious cycle. Being lonely, you know, you want to find someone, but spending too much time on your own can make you more self-centered. And by being more self-centered, it can make you more isolated, which turns people off and makes them not maybe want to spend time with you. Researchers are saying that they're trying to find ways in which people feeling lonely can kind of break out of the cycle and get going. One of these things, it's funny. It's a bunch of university.
Okay, go ahead.
No, what's up?
They're saying that, if you're lonely, you spend more time alone, you get used to it, and no one... Is that what you're saying? That no one likes it? Like the opposite sex or
whatever? It's sort of like one of those DirecTV ads where they're like, when you're lonely, you stay alone a lot. And when you're alone a lot, you don't make friends. And when you don't make friends, no one talks to you. And then your dad gets punched for a can of soup.
Right.
Don't let your dad get punched for a can of soup.
Okay.
Being lonely begets being lonely, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's a vicious cycle. So the idea is that you spend time by yourself. All you do is think about yourself. You know, you get a little self-centered. So then you get around people and you're this self-centered, isolated person where everyone's like, well, he's no fun to talk to. All he talks about is himself.
Okay.
Like,
I know
those people. Okay.
That's only the effect of lonely people, because I find that's everyone, by the way.
It is.
No one listens to anyone.
No,
everyone cuts each other off to go, I've got a story about me.
It's a me culture.
Yeah,
it really is.
That's kind of
it's
everyone.
The one-up deal. It is, but maybe those lonely people that they studied that are doing this are talking about themselves in order to try to sell themselves a little bit more. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
I would think that these lonely people would be better listeners.
Yeah,
you would wonder because they are so, but maybe they're not because they're not. They're out of the habit of listening.
Did you say the study was out of Japan?
Well, they have a bunch of different ones. There's a university in Japan that's working on one way to combat, like, a bunch of guys there. Like, it sure would be nice to have a girlfriend. And apparently these college students came up with this thing that'll, like, squeeze you. And it, like, mimics the feeling of a girlfriend, like, hugging you from behind.
Why?
So they put on headphones and they put on a coat and then they put on this weird like robot arm around their waist and then they stand there and then in the earphones they're like, all of a sudden it's a woman's voice. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm late. And at that moment, this thing squeezes your midsection and so it makes it feel like your girlfriend snuck up from behind you as you're waiting at the train station. I'm like, that seems like a long way to go.
Sad.
I think single-person households is a really dominant demographic in Japanese culture.
Yeah.
There's a cultural thing. There's a lot of single people.
Yeah.
It's hard to meet people.
Why is that?
Culture.
I mean,
families that only have, I think, what, one kid?
You only have like one kid, but also culturally, I think it's a very isolating lifestyle. A lot of times people just, you know, you get up and it's sort of like the hamster wheel. You get up, you go to work, you do your work, you come home, you hang out with your friends. So I think it can be very isolating. Japanese culture is very hive-minded.
Okay.
It's different. Like, we're all individualists here. Like, America's all like, look at me, I'm myself. Where they are more like, look at me, I am a good part of the collective. You know, like, that's like the way they do it. So maybe it's just harder to break out and meet somebody. I don't know. But apparently these kids at this university came up with something that will make you think for just a moment.
You would think all of that stuff's going to be coming out of Japan because you put in, just look up stuff about lonely men in Japan.
And they got weird stuff.
Endless stories about how they're not only the unmarried segment don't have girlfriends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They've given up.
Yeah.
So it's where a lot of that AI, we joke about the virtual girlfriend.
That's where it all comes from.
And the AI that girlfriend. Pillow. It's going to come from Japan.
Yeah.
Don't you remember they had the companion pillow?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, where it's the...
It's like snuggling, yeah.
Yeah, but it like looks like a girl. I don't know. I can't remember, but like people get like really attached to their girlfriend pillow.
But isn't lonely, when you're lonely, it's, you feel that way because you don't feel, well, you don't feel included, number one, but you don't really have anyone to talk to.
I think there's a difference, right? But to me, there's a difference between loneliness and lacking companionship.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I have, I mean, we've all been single at points, but we've had friends. Like, I'm not lonely. I just, it'd be nice to have a boyfriend or girl. These people sound like it's like a full package. Like, not only do they not have a significant other, but it doesn't sound like they have much of a support system.
No one's responding to their match profile.
Right. But they don't have friends to have a beer to have and kvetch about.
Like, listen, if you're lucky enough to live to be an old person, you're going to experience loneliness
in a lot of different ways. You bet.
I just feel like there's what we're tackling is two different kinds of lonely. There's the, I wish I had somebody to spend the rest of my life with. I wish I had like a boyfriend or girlfriend or significant other. And then there's like, no, I really don't even have anybody to grab a beer with. Like, I'm so lonely.
God, that's just on top of that.
I don't know how to, it's one thing to say get out there and meet somebody like a boyfriend. How do you get out there and make friends?
Is go out.
No, but that's hard.
You would think a culture full of single lonely people
would be able to do something.
Right, would be a target rich environment.
I feel like it's almost harder to go out and make friends than it is to go out and meet someone romantically.
I think people are less social. We've got a friend, Megan, who was just in town and she moved and took a job in another city and she said it's really, really, really hard to meet people.
Yeah,
yeah, it's hard to make
friends.
She's
one of the most outgoing people and you think, how can she not make friends? But people just have cliques. You hear this all the time. People
about
saying,
Omaha.
About Omaha. Outsiders say, Omaha's a great town, but it sucks making friends.
It's hard.
It's so clicky.
It's clicky, and it's more so harder, from what I've heard, for girls, women, to meet friends here in this city.
I mean, you have Match.com and you have Tinder, but if you really don't have any friends and you just moved to a city, what do you do?
The Big Party Morning Show. Channel 94.1.
When it was Rosenblatt before, right, and how the stadium was set...
Mm-hmm.
I always get confused with this. Was the wind blowing in?
Rosenblatt was pointed to the northeast.
Okay.
So
this
blow
one,
out.
Remember, is pointed to the south, southeast.
West.
Okay.
Southeast. Yeah, southeast.
So it's kind of, it's a little bit more cockeyed.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So at Rosenblatt, now the weather can change, but traditionally the wind was like blowing out a lot.
Yeah. That's why they had Dingerville. Because it hits a damn home run.
Also,
right?
All those different changes that they did to the Rosenblatt when they put in that stadium view club, that had a massive effect. Like, it cut the crosswinds out.
I remember that. Yeah, you bet.
And then it became, there was like no wind there was no crosswind, and when the wind was blowing out, people would like check swing and the ball would land in the zoo. Like it got ridiculous in the College World Series. And then they moved the fences back, they changed the bats, they changed the balls. But now we're down to TD Ameritrade. And
it's hard now, isn't it?
I think about the modern state of college baseball, I think it's like a different ball.
Okay.
It just seems it's hard for these guys to get home runs at TD Ameritrade.
God, I remember Rosenblatt when we, all of us as together, do you remember, guys, remember that going to the that booth? I remember being so hot and getting into that viewing booth, all three of us.
The Stadium View Club?
Yeah. And I just remember me feeling like I made it. I'm not out there in this sweltering heat dying. I'm in here eating shrimp.
You're like, this is real life.
Well, I mean, obviously, TD Ameritrade has all of that.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
Even nicer.
Oh, yeah. I just still really remember that moment because I'd never been in that thing before and I didn't know really what to think. You know, I've been up top to the press area, but that's not like
that's that up area. There. The only thing that just got sad was the old days of Rosenblatt, and it was probably like all stadiums. The press guys all shared like one room.
It was cool, yeah.
So they're all like right near each other, you know, talking and trading papers. And TD Ameritrade, it's got, when you go up top, it's a million press booths.
Yeah.
Like any kind of media can go up there.
Yeah.
Oh, you're...
You got a separate booth.
You're from South Korean television. Yeah,
right.
We'll give you a booth.
Sure.
You get your own like room.
Yeah, it's nice. It's really nice. And that window opens up, you hang out, and you maybe hawk a loogie.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Hawk a loogie now.
You know what? That South Korean news station is hawking loogies on the fans.
You're like, I don't think they quite understand baseball.
That's not what you do.
That's
they spit on the crowd again.
Man, oh man, this is going to be great when the security gets a hold of those guys.
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, it's almost here, man. I can't wait. I'm starting to get antsy. I'm already making plans for Saturday to get down there. And, you know, you got Sunday games and stuff like that. And temperatures are looking pretty decent. Of course, in the past, we all know it's been brutal. But, yeah, it's going to be, I think it's going to be a good weekend to kick off the College World Series. So, welcome to town.
Welcome to the city. You start seeing buses rolling in. I don't know if those are just random.
People coming in.
Unrelated, but it does seem like you keep seeing a lot of these.
Yeah.
Buses going by my place because I'm kind of right by one of the interstate off ramps.
Right, the expressway right there.
Psh, big really buses. Nice. I'm like, are those fans?
Could be.
Those are probably the teams.
I mean,
they're probably going to get to town and start warming up or get acclimated and do whatever. Don't you remember? They do a lot of that. They go around and meet some kids. And I mean, they always do like some sort of nice outreach type of thing.
Well, we also have the big baseball tournament that's coming to town.
That's the bigger one. That's huge.
The junior league. Oh. It's like the kid baseball. It's like ages like 12 to maybe 16.
Huge, Molly. Yeah.
Huh.
And that goes on, I think, for like the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So
everywhere. I think a bunch of fields in Council Bluffs.
They do them together. And then what they do is they'll have a day in which these kids, playing Little League can go, you know, they go visit the stadium and go to a game. And, you know, they just, it's kind of it's like a machine how they do that. So get these kids at a young age completely interested in the College World Series, which is like the Super Bowl or the national championship, of course, for football. But yeah, Molly, there's tons and tons of kids here.
Man, there's
in
so
a tournament. So yeah,
tournaments. I mean, seriously, there's just always. It's like you turn around and.
Why you gotta be tournament?
I think it's called Slump Buster.
Okay.
Is the tournament? Unless it's changed names, but it's a youth baseball tournament, and it's in Omaha and Council Bluffs, and it goes on during the College World Series. Because, like Party said, they want to tie that into, hey, kids, when you're not playing,
do this.
Go to the game. Go watch some baseball. Traditionally, it's like 500 teams. Think about that. 500 youth teams from 35 states.
Come here and play.
And so think what that does to the hotels.
It's packed.
It's going to be bananas if you want to get a room.
The Big Party Morning Show.
Celebrity News, Molly, what's up?
Well, it's a very sexy celebrity news. We'll start off with The Bachelor in Paradise. So, you know, it has been taken out of production. They're on hold as a sex scandal is brewing. So, Bachelor in Paradise, they were down in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, filming when two of the cast members apparently...
got frisky.
Yeah. But now there's questions as to whether or not one of them would be in a condition to consent. So one of the guy, the guy in it is this DeMario Jackson. And I guess he was spotted in L.A. yesterday. And, of course, the paparazzi swarmed. And he said he had no comment. But then DeMario went on to say, I have nothing to say. He's like, you know, Corinne's an awesome girl. And that's all I have to say. And he thanked his fans for their support. He believes he'll be vindicated by the show footage. So the incident happened in a pool down in Puerto Vallarta while the crew was filming. And so the woman in this situation, this Corinne Olympios, is saying, you know, they should have put a stop to it instead of standing around filming it. So I don't necessarily know if she's got issue with DeMario as more as she does the production staff. She's lowered up, so we're not going to hear from her.
The next day, she's like, oh my God, she sobers up. And could you imagine that, a hookup? And then you're like, oh yeah, I forget, this is a show, so people were filming. So you're like, what happened? And the camera crew's like, no, we stopped. Yeah. So now it's a he said and illegal, but it's obviously pretty grimy. I don't know who watches this show. This would have been the fourth season of The Bachelor in Paradise.
Really?
Which is just full on hookup.
Yeah. It's just a bunch. It's the bad boys and girls everyone hated put on the show.
How do you go on that show and then show that to like your family?
Like, I mean, I'm sure
it's exciting and everybody was young once. And
they already know how you are.
Going, no, they don't see it.
Wow.
Your family doesn't ever get to see you go out and hook up with people. I mean, so you're like sitting, eating popcorn on the couch?
I don't think it'd be a proud moment for mom, that's for sure.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Well, Chris Harrison's finally released a statement. You know, because everybody's been like, where is he in all of this? Because he's sort of, you know, the helm. He's the host.
Drinking a margarita.
I know. He released a statement saying that the safety and the care of the cast and crew is always the utmost importance. So he's like, we made a decision to suspend filming. There's only so much I can and will say at this time. Normally with a situation like this, I would not say anything.
He was reading the statement that ABC handed to him.
I know. They're like, listen, you got to say, everybody's clamoring for your reaction, Chris.
I mean, that's why they always say all the ladies on the show want to date Chris Harrison, because he seems like the steady Eddie compared to all these dirtbag guys.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. So, you know, this is the latest. I think there's a crew member who reportedly talked to the Daily Mail and shared some details about what went down. And if the details are accurate, it could be a little bit of a problem for the production company. It sounds like they stood around for a long time before saying like, hey, maybe you should stop doing that. Diplo, not that impressed with the fact that Katy Perry had him on her list. You know, over the weekend, Katy Perry did that 72-hour live stream. And it was, you know, to launch her Witness album, and it was all on YouTube. And at one point she was being interviewed by James Corden, and he asked her to rank the top three, you know, like her three lovers, and she cringed, but she still did it. She said that John Mayer was, you know, number one, number two was Orlando Bloom, and number three was Diplo. Well, apparently Diplo recently took to Twitter to respond, and he said, quote, I don't even remember having sex. So
just take it and run, Diplo.
Sounds like Diplo was on Bachelor in Paradise.
I don't remember. Were they filming? I was asleep.
So a little bit.
Maybe
of
he has a girlfriend now, so he's just trying to downplay it, you know.
But Diplo and.
I mean, don't you think that's kind of a funny response, though, to be like,
I don't remember having sex.
I don't remember it, did I?
Oh, I thought that was like the cool guy. Like, what? Oh, you remember? Like, it was even you're not even on my list. Like, did we? I don't even remember. So he added, I won the bronze medal in Sex Olympics.
All right. Good for you, Diplo.
But yeah, I guess they were linked together back in 2014.
Yeah, it did for a little while, so.
Yeah. And real quick, the Beyonce could possibly be in labor out in L.A. That is the super secret buzz, that she could be in labor with twins out at a Los Angeles hospital. So maybe we're going to be getting some Beyonce, Jay-Z baby news here soon. That is your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go studio.
You're listening to the Big Party Show
on Omaha's number one hit music station,
Channel 94.1.